Welcome back to the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. It's time for tonight's Unified Bank Profile. And if you've ever had a chance to take in a game at Allen County War Memorial Coliseum, there's a good chance that you've met this lady, as she is one of the most welcoming people. Oh, by the way, she also makes an absolute tremendous roar out of the crowd when she dances us on the Jumbotron. That is Janae Johnson. And Janae's been such a good friend of mine for a few years now. Janae, how did this all start? How did the trip into being an usher at Fort Wayne Comets games begin?
You know, being an usher at the Comets game started off with me being an usher at the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, which is a baseball stadium here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. It was a way to make extra money one summer. And so I got into that, and the more I fell into that role, someone said, you really should go to the Coliseum. And I had worked with the Coliseum in another capacity earlier, but it was one of those that, I don't know about the steps, I don't know. I dove into it and fell in love with the Coliseum. So the Coliseum, I actually can work in any event here, whether it's the Bridal Spectacular, whether it's Monster Trucks, whether it is Comet Hockey or basketball or whatever we may have.
So you have to learn some things about the job, start to get your feet wet, because obviously, number one, first and foremost, your job is to protect people and make sure that they're enjoying themselves and still feel comfortable at the games, right?
That's exactly it. I'm also a trained crowd manager, so I'm certified. And, you know, a lot of it at the end of the day is, what does your guest want? Yes, I want to keep them safe. Yes, I know our building. Yes, I know the way to get out of the building and keep them safe. But more or less, you know, people have worked hard to bring their families here. Companies could choose a million different things to do with their employees to reward them. But the fact that they're here is pretty special. And I've grown up in Fort Wayne most of my life. So coming to the Coliseum was always special. And I'm from a single parent home. So money was also something that was stretched. You know, so when you came, it was something that was really special to come to the Ice Capades or the Harlem Globetrotters or whatever it may be.
When did you feel like you could start to loosen up a little bit? Because I feel like some people will look at your capacity and be like, oh, I better be on my best behavior. But when you could really loosen up and start to become friends with people, get to know them by name, and really start to develop those relationships.
You know, it's funny because I've always worked retail. I've almost always had more than one job. And I feel like you can only look at a person so many times and act like you don't know them. So, you know, I started off small, whether it's the kids or whether it's the older adults. And one of the things working here, a lot of people would say, you know, I know your job better than I do. I've been coming to games 30, 40 years. So, you know, after that, it's like, okay, so who are you and how do I do this? So you really get to know people, and especially with the Comet fans, there's over 4,000 season ticket holders. So when you work a section, you kind of know the identity, the people in that area, and it's been a joy to watch the kids grow up. We have a lot of graduations here, and some of those graduations are some of the Comet fans when they grow up.
The dancing. When did that all start? Because that has become a sensation. I don't even talk because I just let the music do its thing. You're jamming out, and then the ovation is something, and it translates so much on the ice. We were here opening night last year. You danced, and not 30 seconds later, boom, they're scoring a goal. And I'm like, oh my goodness, just to see the reaction, incredible.
So the dancing is really an eye-opener for me. Believe it or not, I was an introvert. All capital letters. My room was my place. I wanted to go hang out, like introvert. So I was the speech geek. I was the band geek. I was the academic team captain, all of that. So if you've ever come to the Coliseum, I would say about 5 years ago, they used to do a thing called the Cop Mambo Cam. So there was a little cop cartoon come up, and the policemen were supposed to dance. Well, our policemen wouldn't do it. And it got to the point that they would stare into the camera, turn around, and just walk out of the venue. So after so many times, I just got bored. Even me being the introvert, the person that didn't dance in high school, I was just like, you know, I'm just going to do this. And then it picked up steam over the years. There was a dancing sheriff that would dance with me. And then I want to say it really filled up when Flow Hockey happened, because I didn't realize I was going to be on Flow Hockey. So I got home that night, and Justin Cohen, our writer, is tweeting about it. People are like, hey, I watched you from the lake house. Our captain's dad found me on Facebook and said, hey, I'm watching you from Seattle, Washington, you know. And to be honest, with me being somewhat of an introvert, I had to realize how to process it. It's like, wow, people are watching this. And little by little, I think in my head, I still don't realize how big it is, just because I'm still the same person. I feel like things have changed around me. Like today, I went and picked up cookies in the bakery. They knew who I was. I was at the dentist this week, and they knew who I was. You know, all of that is really surreal to me, because I've always been just kind of background and kind of good with it.
So flow hockey has to be what ultimately got you introduced now to opposing fans, where a lot of our fans will specifically come to the games, want to meet you, and I'm sure that happens when you're playing other teams as well. What's it like to develop those relationships and get to know fans from other markets?
You know, it's been amazing, and I have to say that the people of Wheeling were some of my first people that really started to speak to me and reach out to me and find me on Facebook. You were the first broadcaster, even before I got to know our own broadcaster. You know, Bob, Tina, I believe it was Kim, was the first one night who asked for an autograph, and I was shocked. And, you know, there was a busload one night, and I got to know all of them. And just the fact, I think sometimes when you want to go to another place, you just want that friendly face. And I'm just shocked that people know who I am. And so it's just fun to meet people from other teams. It's been great to meet the parents of players from Wheeling. It's been great to meet the parents of other places, people from the ECHL, you know, because I'm at a place that I've always come from most of my life, and I'm just me, but to have people come and seek me out has been really, really, really fun.
Where has hockey been throughout your life? Is this something that's really picked up steam in recent years? Have you always been a diehard Comet fan? What do you like about the sport?
You know, I think I came to a game once in elementary school, and then I worked at the gym where a lot of players worked out, maybe about 2001, 2002, and we would get some script tickets come every once in a while, but it really picked up steam once I started working here at the stadium, and it's just been great to meet the fans, the families of the players, the players themselves, and just knowing how much this means to the fans. So that's where a lot of it has become a part of my life.
What's your favorite part about this side of the job?
My favorite part about this side of the job. You know, for me, it's just being in the stands and getting to know people. I'm always rooting for my team. You know, I love the Comets, but it is really interesting now to per se be part of the scene. You know, I don't ice skate or anything like that, but there are a lot of families and things. Like, I'm in the arena with these guys, and I may not meet them to the end of season, but their families have found me on Twitter. And the same goes for fans of other teams. And it's just, I don't know, I'm kind of like an ambassador per se. You know, it's like you come here and you get Janae, and I just get to be myself and hang out with some amazing people.
What is Janae like away from Allen County War Memorial Coliseum? I know that you do a lot to help mold the young minds of society and get them on the right track.
Sure. So I work for Junior Achievement, which is a worldwide organization, and we have one of the largest chapters here in Northeast Indiana. So we actually run about 29 counties. So I work on the Allen County team, and so I get a lot of high schools and middle schools ready to run the program, but I also jump in and teach classes whenever needed. So there's a number of Comet fans who have asked me to be their JA volunteers, so I'll go into their classes for about 5 or 6 visits and work with their students. So that's been pretty cool as well. When hockey ends, there's an overlap, actually. I go and work at the Tin Caps. So I actually hold 3 jobs over the course of the year. And then I usually work with a non-for-profit or 2 during the course of the year as well.
Any other hobbies that keep you busy during that time, or are you pretty much just working 24/7?
You know, pretty much just working. I did work with the Miss America organization for a while. I was the executive director of the Miss Three Rivers Festival organization. Pageant fans will know Sweetheart, which is a national pageant. I actually judged that a couple years ago, and I actually gave up the pageant world this past year, and it's kind of been a good thing. I'm still involved by judging it from time to time, but it's just been nice to be able to have that extra time to give a little more to where this whole hockey thing is going.
It's been incredible to see it all grow over the last few years. Janae, I can't thank you enough for spending some time to talk with me and Nailers Nation about what you do here. It's so great to have you as a friend, and I love watching the passion that you have and just how much fun you have when you're here at the games. There's nothing like it.
Well, thank you, and thank you to all the Wheeling fans for your friendliness. Hopefully one day I am going to make out to Wheeling, hopefully next season. But it's been an amazing ride, and I'm grateful for people like you, DJ. So thank you for everything.
Absolutely. Janae Johnson, you can find her right here at Allen County War Memorial Coliseum. Can't wait to see her on the Jumbotron during tonight's game. More of our Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report continues next on the Nailers Broadcast Network, presented by Main Street Bank.